conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted. All guests are currently unmuted. To mute all guests, press pound pound. For help with host options, press star zero. You will now be connected with the conference.
Hi everyone, this is Mike.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Who's that? Oh,
This
is
is
that Ellie?
Ken.
Ken, hi. Sorry, very indistinct line. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay. Just getting everything set up here.
Thanks for doing all the minutes and stuff. That looks great, by the way.
Oh yeah, well now I should take all of that information about the different meetings and put them in separate pages.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I think I don't mind doing the work on that. I think we should have like a landing page that says when the next meeting is, and then have some page for each meeting, like the one you've done. So not just the archive, but the active one as well would make sense.
Yes,
Because I thought when I started this one, I thought it was better than having one long page that we had before. But as Peter points out, we also need to think about migrating the records of the elder meeting. So just need to think about that. So, yeah, waiting
so
for a few other people to arrive.
in the minutes, I marked the action items.
Oh, good.
So if you
Have a
just
look.
search on action item, you'll see all, there were quite a few. So unfortunately, most of them were for Leo.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yes, while I was in Rio, there was a couple of other people interested in joining, Jaguar, who just appeared and disappeared on the chat room, for example. Hopefully she'll be back. Is anybody else on the phone line yet?
This is Mike Dean. Hi there.
Hey Mike, how are you?
Hi Mike.
Hi,
Good,
good to see
thanks.
you.
Hi Ken.
Oh, should I paste the agenda into the chat room thing?
Where's, well, Dagmar disappeared.
Idea.
Yeah, hi.
Oh,
hi. Is that Dagmar?
Yeah.
Dagmar, hi.
Can you hear
Hi,
me?
how are you? Yes, you can.
Okay, great.
Did you manage to get back onto the chat room as well?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, yes, there you are. 1 minute past. I guess we'll give it a couple of minutes to hear us doing. There are a couple of others who said they would try and join us. Somebody's got some fairly heavy breathing. I can't ask you not to breathe for the duration of the call, but you can think about it. How's my sound, by the way? I know it varies from one call to another.
I think it's all right.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hi, everyone. This is Ellie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
This is Leo joining, too.
Hi, Leo. How you doing?
Hello, yeah.
Good.
Everybody who's on the phone is on the chat and vice versa, so that's always good. Are we expecting anyone else, or shall we get started? Right. So, welcome everyone. So as usual, before we start, a couple of quick bits of housekeeping, which is he's going to write out notes in the chat, or shall we all jot things down, and who's going to take that and turn it into nicely formatted minutes like the ones that Ken did for the last one. Volunteers?
I would be happy to transform the chat into a meeting minutes. I'll be only available to until 4 p.m. European Central. I think you're staying for 90 minutes. I will do only the first 60 minutes, but then I'll take it off. This is it.
Okay, great. Thanks. I'll just make a note of that. We might be done in an hour anyway. We usually are. I've forgotten that the page says hour and a half, but we'll see. See how we make use of the time. Excellent. And should we all just jot down notes as we go, or would somebody like to be the official scribe as we go through the meeting itself? Okay, let's do that as we go. Great. So first thing is housekeeping. So we used to have a set of bullet points underneath that, but we've dealt with nearly all of those things. One thing I did notice last week, and I just checked again, is the IAOA site itself, the page about SIGs, this page, still has a non-working link to this SIG. So we now have a good web page that Mike Chung Lee put lots of work and effort into, and is ready to be linked to and has been for a couple of months now. But the link itself, as you will see, if you hover on it, it's still got the name wrong. It should be Semantic Web Applied Ontology, not Semantic Web Neat Applied Ontology. If you hover on it, it says sigdesign.php, and if you click on it, you get a blank nothing. So that hasn't changed. You picked it up last time, so let's have a look at the action notes. Who is going to deal with that? Let's have a look. So last time, minutes, infrastructure, link. Right. Leo Ober suggested we check with Oliver fixing the link. Right. Who owns that action? What does that mean?
Let's see. If it was under my name, then I guess I do. I guess what I have to do is contact Oliver, at least initially, and you know, maybe others, depending upon who's now responsible for the website. So it's let me take a look here. Yeah, so it just goes to Sig Design.
Yep.
So, let's see. So, and it's actually not at the bottom too. So on that page, there's tabs along the top, but also links at the bottom, and we're not even listed as a link at the bottom. So. Yeah, so there's two issues. Okay, I'll check with Oliver again. To a little bit of an extent, things were slowed down because of FOIS, but yeah. I'll just confirm with Oliver and then whoever else you know is responsible.
Right. Okay. Other than that, I think our infrastructure is all in good shape. Ah, yes, one thing we were discussing just before this call and at the beginning of the call. When we move to the new wiki for the meeting notices, I unilaterally took a decision to not have one long, long page with everything on it. And so when we did the second meeting, I moved the first one to its own page. And then at the very last minute last night, I did the same thing. And very impressively, Ken picked that up and did a lot of changes around it in the limited time between then and now. And the suggestion was that maybe even this individual meeting page, instead of being what you get to when you land on the main wiki page, that should be like a something else, and we would have each meeting in its own page, both for the announcement for the upcoming meeting and for the past ones with their minutes and chat log and so on. So I would interpret that as something like maybe a short landing page that always says when the next meeting is, that has a link to the most recent or a link to all of them or something. Maybe there's other things that can put on it. Anybody's thoughts?
So, Mike, I'm not sure where you're asking if we want to have everything on one page or dividing it, or are you asking what type of information we want to put over there?
Yeah, so we already divided it.
All right.
Everybody thinks that's
this.
A good idea, so...
you're suggesting a page of events listed, so kind of like a summary of links or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And then clicking on that to get to the individual events, whatever they were, meetings, etc.
Yes, that would seem the default suggestion, but there may be something more imaginative we can do. If anybody has any ideas.
I mean, that sounds fine with me. I'm not sure what the alternative would be. We would have to list the event somewhere, right?
Mm.
Right. It would be a list of events in chronological order and links to them.
Mm. Oh, so you could list other events and things.
So
a list on the home page.
So there'd be one page for all of these links and kind of a just landing page for the whole SIG. And then
yeah, this is for the wiki.
On the wiki, yeah, but presumably on the IAOA page for the SIG, there will be a link to this wiki page.
Yes, there there is. I didn't give much time for that to get updated, but then as a permanent link, it would always land on this landing page and wouldn't need to be updated.
So one thing I think you wanted is something scalable that will basically, you know, continue to work for years and years in the future as we have, you know, a lot more meetings. I think this actually might be a nice opportunity to use the query facilities in Semantic Media Wiki. So hopefully there's enough in the names and other metadata for the meeting pages that you could actually basically just do a query for essentially the IAOA, the SWAO meetings, and then present the list of meetings as query results. That also means that somebody doesn't have to maintain those lists.
Right, that's the idea.
Yeah, my suggestion.
It's because we now have the semantic capabilities.
Right.
Okay.
And that probably applies to any of the other groups as well. I mean, you can sort the most recent first and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work? Is there a query that's embedded there that simply displays the list that's always up to date? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Right.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, I know how to do that. I can work on fixing that up.
Great.
When I look on our homepage, let's see. Let me just make sure. I don't see any backlinks to. I think the last one here is 908's meeting.
Oh.
Let's see. That's under Ontolog 02 Sim 3. Let's see. Action details. Let me find Ken Fleischer.
I haven't looked at the SIG website. I thought that was up to date last time already. Yes. So, and the What's New, John put the link to the last meeting as soon as I created it. And that, in fact, goes to the landing site, so it now goes to the current meeting. And then the events page. Yes, so that was updated for the last meeting, but since I sent this notice out at like 2 o'clock last night, not overly surprised because not yet up to date with this one. But then that link would now go to what would now be the landing page anyway. So we could actually avoid replicating events information on the website if we just have that landing page. That would be less work.
Yeah, so I guess we have two pages here then, right? We have the page that is off of www.iaoa.org/sig/swow, which is kind of the pretty page.
Yep.
And then there's the wiki page, which is ontolog02sim3net wiki IAOA SWAL SIG.
That's right, which lands on what has up to now been the page for the most recent meeting, so it can land on a page which has the query listing the meetings and a one-liner saying the next meeting will be, you know, November the 8th at such a time.
Okay.
Is that being the case?
Yeah, so do we need a link from the IAOA page, IAOA SWAL page, back to the wiki page?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I think so. And we currently have one, but it's captioned as being the latest meeting, or in this case, the September meeting, that actually lands on the landing page anyway. So if you change the landing page to always be a landing page, then what we could decide to do is not try and list all the events on the SWAO page, but simply have that same link but captioned as latest meeting details, and then all of that dynamic stuff any of us can maintain directly on the wiki, and there's a lot less web maintenance to be done.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe that's fine. What do people think about that?
What I'm missing is I can see the official website hosted on the IAOA. I can see all the pages on the new Ontolog wiki. But I don't seem to have a reference or able to access our landing page on the ontolog.sim3.net. Do we have such?
Oh, yeah. There is. That page still exists. All of that is still there.
So it's the old one.
The old one, yeah. That's still there.
Yeah, okay. So I want to rephrase the question that Mike just asked and replied to. Are we looking at removing from the SIG events on our official website, on the IAOA server? Are we looking from removing the list of events and having only a single link to the new Ontolog page? Is this the question?
That is the question, because at the moment that list has to be updated each time, and if we're now talking about having a landing page which has such a list, would that be extra effort that somebody has to keep maintaining that, or is it worth having?
Yeah, or we could it might not look good, but we could have a frame in the SIG events that actually displays the landing page on the Ontolog, but it won't be nice looking.
I was wondering that. It wouldn't look that bad, but I know it's going to be a bit unfashionable, but I used to use it for everything, and I still find it very convenient. Any thoughts? Would it scrunch down too small to be practical?
Maybe, yeah. I actually visually have no preference, but I'm in favor of reducing the amount of maintenance like you guys just mentioned.
Yeah, because the wiki is easy to maintain. Even when they do things at the last minute, they're done, whereas the web page is a lot of work for somebody in that trying to really. So,
Yeah, so I think minimizing the work and the maintenance, because we do want something that is sustainable over a long period of time, as Mike mentioned.
So earlier, Ken suggested writing a query that will actually be executed every time we update the wiki. Is this still on the table?
Yes, that query would be on this landing page that we're talking about on the wiki.
Can't we use the same type of logic to actually update the IAOA HTML page?
Ah, that's possible. Well, I think it's possible. I don't know. Is that a feature specifically of the wiki, or is it something really easy to achieve on the architecture we have for that website?
Oh, no, it's certainly...
My turn to be here to ask that question.
It's certainly possible to do that. It's basically you do a web service call to the wiki.
Ken, it's certainly easy. You could just embed the query if it's on the if it's on the wiki page. So I got cut off before. I was going to say that I think that there's my phone dropped. I think there is, you know, value as we have other events like workshops and things like that, to kind of have, you know, a high level events and then have it basically linked to the list of, you know, regular telecons or something like that. Because there may be people that are interested in the workshops and things like that. They're less interested in joining us every month or whatever.
Right. So for those, that's where you really want that stuff on the SWAO website that people are looking for, right?
Certainly the telecons you do. I think for the other events, those are likely to be much more, much less frequent. You know, maybe you know, a couple a year. And I think, you know, having those, you know, easily accessible, you know, from the IAOA website as well as ours, makes sense. Also, just kind of given the pragmatics involved and the coordination involved, things that are likely to change often, it certainly seems like we want to put those on the wiki, since it's harder to update the top level IAOA website.
So it makes sense then that in the events section on the SWAO website, there are explicit links to interesting events right there, and one link to the landing page of the wiki where we manage the dynamically changing.
I think it's one link basically for upcoming meetings. I don't know whether that really makes sense for that to be the landing page for the wiki or not, but I think the important thing is to have access to that query for upcoming meetings now, meetings.
So,
and the query is actually short. I mean, if we had to duplicate it between multiple places, we could certainly do that as well.
Good. Because I'm thinking we don't want people to have to link through to the wiki landing page for regular meetings just to find out that there's some really interesting workshop coming up. That's not what you're suggesting, is it?
No, it's certainly possible to query this information from a non-wiki site.
Good. So, am I understanding the proposals right? For interesting meetings, we really want that on the events section of the actual web page, whether or not that uses a query. For recurring meetings, it would be nice if the query also included those, as well as including interesting meetings as well as recurring meetings, right?
Right.
Not that this isn't an interesting meeting. But is that right? I'm not.
I think I must I'm somewhat less worried about querying for, you know, the one or, you know, workshop we have once a year than I am the, you know, monthly or more frequent telecons. That seems like that's the bigger burden. The other thing is, you know, the events are likely to have their own homepage, and you know, adding one link for those is not much of an issue. And
exactly.
You know, if you list those things separately, you've got complete control over how it's presented, as opposed to just having, you know, the table of query results presented.
Good. That's what I thought as well. So
they also have other attributes. I mean, they have things like the a name for the event, and also a physical location that are the attributes of the telecon.
Yes. So the result of that would be that our events page on the web page would start to have interesting and varied events that people are interested in, and wouldn't be occluded by a long list of monthly meetings, because those would just be one link, say, to the long list of monthly meetings, which would take you to the because I think all would be a query.
Well, it does, if it right, it could be the query either way.
Yeah. So, let's see, the landing page. Okay, so, yeah, that's what I was thinking you were saying. So, basically, then, I think perhaps the next thing is to create a nice landing page on the wiki. I'm happy to have a crack at that, since I've been the one that's been fiddling with the wiki so far. Does anybody else want to do it? And then embedding a query in that, we can later think about embedding that same query in the main page when we've got Nichong on the call. He was going to do that. It was 10, wasn't it? Are you?
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
So I'll let you know as soon as I've done the basic static stuff, unless you wanted to take a crack at that as well. But good. And then we have each future and past meeting on its own page. When it's in the past, the page gets the minutes added to it. So whoever, in this case Ellie, is doing the clean version of the minutes would simply add those to what would then be an existing, what is in fact now an existing meeting page. So as that meeting goes from the future to the past, the minute tidier can put the minutes in there. Good. Anything else on that?
Yes, Mike, you just said that we need to upload the meeting minutes to the wiki page that corresponds to the actual meeting?
Yep.
All right, so do we need to do this for the previous meetings, because some of them don't have this already?
Oh.
I'll be transferring, I'll be creating meeting pages for all the previous meetings.
Great.
Okay, so later we could add it.
So there's, I'll take care of basically setting them up, and then of course anybody can go in there and add things.
Great, thanks.
So are we, for the previous meetings, you may just want to link to the email messages that were posted at the time.
I think we did have some meeting pages already, but they were on the old wiki.
The old wiki was one long page with just the agenda for each meeting and the words upcoming removed from them and moved to the you run in turn. The minutes, I think some are in the form of emails. Some have been written up very nicely. I guess we need to go and round up all those things and put them in the relevant pages.
Yeah, I'll have to extract some things from the emails.
Yeah, so I think other previous minutes have been posted as emails with a nice document that we can just extract from as a document in some cases.
On the old wiki, until July, we had in some of the sections for meetings, we had a bullet point that says, see the outcome of this meeting, and it would link to the email exchange that contains as attachment the meeting notes, whether it was Andrea, me, or Frank who did it back then.
Yeah,
and shared
that's
it.
Right.
And, yeah, probably the one might.
That seems to me like that's fine. That way you have the, you know, link to the source, you know, rather than copying the provenance trail, rather than just copying that content.
So is it okay if we email the meeting minutes to the SIG mailing list, then it makes your life easier by linking to that?
So I think this is two questions. One is what to do with the past meetings, and it sounds like the minimum work and the right provenance and so on is to retain the idea of linking to the email thread. Is that what we want to do going forward? It's another question. I quite like what Ken did with last month's meeting, where we have the nice minutes actually on the wiki itself. That's a lot of work, but do we want to continue doing that, or do we want to go back to simply posting minutes as email and then having a link to the email thread?
Email is nice for notification, so I think it probably is nice to put the notes on the wiki page, but I'd suggest that we still send out an email message with a link to the meeting page with the minutes.
That's a good so you get the best of both.
And specifically point to the minutes within that. Within the meeting page.
Yeah. So maybe when you've done our guinea pig for this, when you've done the minutes and put them in the wiki page, then you simply put a mail to the list pointing to the wiki page.
So are we saying that I will go and edit the page and do what was done for the meeting of, what was it, September? Or just the email?
Both.
All right.
You okay with that?
Sure.
Okay.
But I think if we opt for updating the wiki manually after every meeting with the minute, maybe the person who's doing this can directly update the website with a link to that. So I'm in favor of maximizing the automation. So if we want to automate the generation of the page that on the IAOA website that contains a link to a list of a list of links to the previous meetings, we might want to examine that in the future. We would only embed in the wiki page of the meeting session a link to the email. I'm happy for this time to just cut and paste and update. But maybe when other people take this responsibility, maybe they won't be happy doing that and editing the wiki.
Any thoughts, anyone?
I guess we can leave it up to essentially the choice of whoever is recording the minutes. But I think my preference would be to have in general to have the minutes on the wiki with an email notification to with a pointer.
Yeah, that'd be my preference too.
Yeah, that seems like that would be easier to update the wiki.
And it also means that the format is going to be cleaner than the different ways that different people receive the same emails using different clients and so on. So we've got a bit more control of how it looks. Good. So the next time somebody volunteers, that's what they're volunteering for. And thanks, Eric, for being the guinea pig on that. It's much appreciated.
Sure.
So that brings us to, yes, the migration of the old stuff. We've agreed that there's no extra action on the minutes and formatting and so on of that, but we've simply been adding pages to this wiki going forward from July. As Peter pointed out, with all the old stuff, which is currently one long page anyway, what do we want to do with that, and who's going to do it?
Well, part of it is the main landing page with a mission and things like that. But the individual information, the individual meeting information, I could just put on separate pages.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work, but it would certainly be nice.
Oh, that shouldn't be too bad. And then, you know, links to the mailing list.
Yeah, fantastic.
Shouldn't be too hard. The only one that's different is the first meeting.
Uh-huh.
The inaugural meeting was had a different format. So it's not actually on that main page.
Oh, right. I didn't notice that.
So that would just be... That page would just basically be a link to the actual, you know, the real page.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, so that's all in hand then. Good. Well, that's all that I had for housekeeping. Anybody else got anything else on housekeeping? Good. Right, so the interesting stuff. So let me just see where we were from the actions from last time. So again, this agenda is mostly stuff we were talking about. Let's have a look at the two tabs open now. The notes from the last time on where we got to with that. So education. Education committee. We didn't expect anything just yet with some of the other things going on, but where are we with liaising with the education committee? I think Leo, you're going to post a mail to them to start the discussion.
Yeah. So we had a truncated meeting of the executive council last week. Mainly because we didn't have quorum till the very end, so we kind of went over other things fairly quickly. But the education committee is interested in, you know, establishing some sort of joint effort, either collection or you know, new material. I've also queried the executive council mainly to get reaction from the other members as to, you know, how we want to do this, whether, you know, it's the SIG that is working, you know, with the education committee, or whether it's you know, truly joint, or however we want to structure that. It seems like the rubric, if you will, of the education committee is anything that's educational, basically, you know, spanning tutorials, the handbook and or book that we've talked about for some time. But, you know, we haven't seen a whole lot of action by the Education Committee. So I think one of the things that we're interested in doing here is, you know, propelling that somewhat, that activity. Hmm. So we've kind of taken it on ourselves to, you know, champion, if you will, both a tutorial, the potential tutorials, and, you know, also highlighting that we're interested in other activities such as the book and maybe a special issue of Applied Ontology, which you can think of as, except for the latter, is really kind of should fall under Education Committee, but, you know, we still have to sort out, you know, the interactions between our two committees. That's probably all I know about so far until I get more responses from the Education Committee. You know, Michael Gruninger is kind of like the liaison to the Education Committee. And, you know, when he sat in with us a few meetings back, he mentioned, you know, that they had had some interaction together, but I haven't seen anything since. So I'll just, you know, I'm dropping him another note to kind of prod the activity, get some traction.
Hmm.
I guess it also brings up, you know, the book. Now, the other issue is that we've also talked about, this is more generally, not just the Semantic Web Applied Ontology SIG, but the proposed Ontology Summit 2015. We've kind of talked about maybe focusing on a book for that, right? Thinking about that kind of as a theme. Now, I know that we haven't had that planning session yet or brainstorming session. That's occurring next week, Thursday, I think. Pardon?
I believe it's this
week.
Nine October.
Yeah. So I think that's, you know, Michael Gruninger and Matthew West will co-chair that. It was postponed from this past week, mainly because of, you know, FOIS, I think, interfering with a lot of activities. But what I suggest is that, you know, if everyone is interested, to bring your ideas to the brainstorming session for Ontology Summit 2015 next Thursday. And, you know, maybe we can, if we really are interested, we could shift that and concentrate our interest into perhaps the book and, you know, kind of propel that idea. But again, it's, you know, we've got really three organizations here. We've got the Semantic Web Applied Ontology SIG, well, four, and then the parent organization IAOA, but we also have the Ontology Summit Organizing Committee, which we're just, you know, basically beginning to form. And then we also have the Ontolog Board of Trustees, which, you know, facilitates in the background a lot of this stuff as kind of another pull over IAOA. Mm-hmm. So, it happens that many of us are kind of involved to some extent in all those organizations, so we just need to make sure that, you know, we coordinate it correctly.
Right. So, in fact, that brings us to another of the items on the agenda, which we could jump to now, which is brainstorming and thinking today about what things to bring to the brainstorming meeting on Thursday when we wear our other hats. The book sounds like a very strong proposal. Do we want that to be the main focus of what we as a group want to bring to that meeting, or are there other things that we want to consider as well?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm interested in that, but, you know, let's talk it out here, because there may be options within our group here. And, of course, there may be other options we'll find out Thursday that, you know, people might grow to be interested in. So for us, I mean, do you think that that's, you know, the book focus for next year would be something that we're interested in as the special interest group?
Well, Leo, quick question first. I think on the agenda there was two items in terms of education. One was the training materials, and the other was a book. Correct?
Yes.
Right. Well, and three.
Well, in terms
of
the
special issue, if you want.
The first two items I listed, does it make sense to try and develop the training materials first and use that as effectively an outline for a larger entity, the book? And if so,
depending on how we structure this, I mean,
you could think
of the book as being kind of a roadmap for, you know, where we are in ontology these days.
Developing a book is usually much more difficult than developing like PowerPoint nonsense for training. But the reason I'm asking that is if we would like to exploit the Ontology Summit to facilitate this goal, is it more feasible and reasonable to expect out of the Ontology Summit material that could constitute the training slides, at least training material, rather than the book content itself? Or could both be done simultaneously? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, it may be that, you know, that in the past, at least, the Ontology Summits, they act as kind of a map, if you will, with specific detail in the virtual sessions. Really, the thing that assimilates everything is the communique. So you can think of, if we did have a theme next year for Ontology Summit, which is, you know, something like a book, a handbook, or whatever, that the incremental or virtual sessions could be about tutorial aspects, right, that would illustrate the eventual chapters. I don't know yet if we want to do that, but that's a possibility.
Okay, but I'm just suggesting that as a strategy to bring to the meeting on Thursday, that's all.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, what do folks think?
Yeah, it sounds like maybe it's not really an either-or, but the structure of the summit becomes the structure of the book and is consciously such, and the content becomes tutorial and training content and slide there and so on, which becomes the content of the book, and so the two ideas feed into each other.
Yeah, well, the training material, I mean, so if you, again, whether the book is a handbook or something, but you can think of it as, you know, a textbook. Maybe that's a better idea. And a textbook would cover basically the purpose is, you know, educational, first of all, right, as a textbook. And it would cover the salient important aspects of ontology engineering or whatever the general topic is, ontology, semantic web, and, you know, ontological analysis or something, what that is right now, in which case you could imagine introduction, a chapter on ontological analysis or history, maybe historical perspective first, and then ontological analysis and semantic web, aspects, ontology evaluation, ontology mapping, et cetera, applications. Each of those things, if you look at an individual chapter, it really represents a body of material that communicates like a tutorial would for that topic.
Right. I see one possible weakness with that, which is that some of what would be chapters of the book would already be represented by an ontology summit if it had happened. You mentioned, for example, ontology evaluation. So a book would perhaps benefit better from spanning over the output of many ontology summits rather than one. So how would that then structure around, doing something book-like in one summit? Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I mean, a tutorial or set of tutorials, where it's really different is that a tutorial maybe spans aspects of everything at some level, right, with a particular perspective. So in other words, if I give a tutorial or anyone gives a tutorial an introduction to ontology, you're probably going to hit on most of these topics within a span of, a set of slides. So it's more like a breadth first survey where if you went in depth on any of the topics would be a specific chapter perhaps in a textbook.
Right, which comes to Todd's point about remind the huge body of knowledge that's already there, and the focus of this summit could be how to distill and communicate that to different audiences.
I'm kind of revising my thinking a little bit because it seems like when we've talked in the past about tutorials, we've kind of had the view that, you might want a tutorial for, naive but technical people, and then another one for those who are in the semantic web and or linked data communities.
Yeah.
And then even one on those on the semantic web and linked data for the perspective or for the use of people with more of an applied ontology background. So it might be the same material cut different ways.
And that's exactly right back to what we're here for as a SIG, which is precisely that. And something I've become quite aware of is out of all the different kinds of training and material and so on, I'm wondering if there's also opportunities for more of a business analyst / data, enterprise data management type of audience, which isn't currently served by either semantic web explanations or applied ontology explanations. These are people that won't know how to read or write predicate calculus, for example, and they're thinking UML and they want to be shown something that is not UML. There's a lot of audiences, and yes, we could be mining all the knowledge that's been built up in the previous summits and working out how to communicate that to those different audiences, and that's very much our sweet spot as a SIG, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so I think we have an opportunity this coming week at the Ontology Summit meeting to kind of raise these issues, give our perspective. We have a wider audience at that point, but it may mean that, we can actually interest people who attend the meeting into joining the SWAL SIG, especially if we're going to, be on the front with tutorials that potentially could feed into the ontology summit. I mean, we may be wearing some of the same hats, so it's unclear to me. But I would suggest that we use the next week's meeting as a or this week's meeting as a opportunity for us to make these distinctions, but also interest folks in participating with us on maybe some aspects of it.
Excellent. Yeah.
And you might find out in Thursday's meeting that somebody raises some specific theme as potential for Ontology Summit 2015, and you get really excited about it, so you may shift gears. So you don't really want to preclude things, but
yes, I would anticipate there's a lot of interesting ideas on the table, of which our book and tutorial idea is the one.
Can folks participate on Thursday?
I'm afraid I won't be able. This is
okay.
I'm planning.
I'm going to try.
Okay, good.
Let me see. It's 12:30, isn't it? I'll suspect for the first half hour only. I've got a work-related call from 1 till 2.
What time?
1 o'clock Eastern till 2 o'clock. So that means I can only make the first half hour of Thursday's call.
Okay. Yeah, I think any interaction will be good. And, if there's a couple of us attending, then, we can make sure that we get our points across. So,
great. Good. One other thing that occurred to me that we might want to explore, so we're looking again at our interaction with the Education Committee and so on, is... I was talking to some of the folks from the conceptual modeling thing, and I wonder if the stuff that we can do with them or bring them in on some of the training and tutorial type of activities that we're doing. What does anybody think?
That's a good idea. I mean, one of the proponents within IAOA for conceptual modeling has been, folks like Ghisardi, I forget the name of the conference, Ontocom or something like that, that was focused on, conceptual modeling and ontology. So that's from the formal side, but from the other side, maybe from the UML side, I think, Mike, maybe that's what you're suggesting, too, is bring some of those folks in, right?
That's an idea. I was thinking primarily of the folks behind the Onto.com and Odyssey workshops who have always focused on the use of ontologies in conceptual modeling. But you're right, there's a whole universe of conceptual modelers out there using all sorts of stuff who could well benefit from knowing more about ontologies and who are not in that Odyssey and conceptual modeling SIG communities at all. That could be part of our outreach to other people because a lot of people out there still use UML or Visio or things like that to try and capture aspects of reality.
I mean, I face these issues almost daily sometimes, depending on my project. Switching from UML and converting UML models into either OWL or SCOS or some in the community have already converted UML models into SCOS that now you want to bring into OWL. So there's all kinds of issues.
And of course, turning a UML model into OWL is not an ontology make. So
Yes. There's that issue, too.
You just got yourself a logical data model at Al. Well done.
Yeah. When you let 1,000 flowers bloom, most of them are weeds, so.
Yeah, so that really brings us to our outreach part of our agenda as well. I don't know how to reach out to that, but I guess mainly publishing stuff and making it visible and showing people there's another way. So again, that brings us back to the tutorial and book agenda. You know, and I think that's a very valuable service that we can be doing.
Well, I mean, we do know folks that straddle a couple communities here. So, you know, like Elisa Kendall, you know, the ontology metamodel or definition metamodel. But also folks like Corey Casaneva, who's involved with UML more in particular. But, you know, they have one foot in the ontology camp, too. So, it's one way for us to reach out to them. It's always an issue on how much time and, you know, what you want your focus to be in these activities. So
you've just given me an idea. Let me just think out loud on this. But the two people you just mentioned are both very active in the object management group, I and as Ellie and a couple of others.
Yeah.
And our next quarterly meeting is in Long Beach in December, and there's a – I'll see how I can play this. There's a day on the Wednesday, a business modeling day. It's being championed and put together by the FDVR folks. And I know that FDVR is something that is like in England, there's a product called Marmite, and people either love it or hate it. but the focus of the day is on what are the various, it's more an R&D focus, but what are the various ways in which the business can model things from a business perspective. And FDVR is very good at this, at making this clear commitment that any model that's created with FDVR is explicitly a model of business concerns and captures business meaning and not technology. And that's always been an uphill battle for them within the R&D, where if they haven't got three of A's in meta model, nobody wants to hear about it. I'm characterizing slightly unfairly there. I wonder, I've also got a finger in that day, if there's some way that we can use something of that day as part of this kind of outreach. I'd love to see the meme model, for example, move on to something more ontological. It doesn't have to be OWL, but if the underlying theory can be framed in formal first order logic, we know we're starting to talk about things that you can prove are meaningful. So I wonder if we can, maybe this is one for me to think about or talk to Donald and John about how to reach out to those folks.
Yeah, I think it might be a good venue, you know. Neem in particular, I mean, I've had heartburn since nearly the origin of Neem. When they first started, they actually have RDF representation that they soon, you know, threw over and switched to XML. Part of that is the database folks have been more comfortable with XML than structural models, you know. So, in effect, underlying a lot of this is the database community, which has much longer history than any of us. So,
I was going to say familiarity is one thing, as you say, but one argument I've often heard from, in particular, some of the prominent folks in the XML world is, well, XML is more expressive than OWL, and therefore we should use XML. And what they're missing, which comes back to our tutorial type of stuff, I suggest, is the idea of presenting different dimensions of the model that are distinct. One is, what is the relationship between the model and the things it represents? Another is, what is the underlying logical formalism? Another is, you know, what is the expressiveness of the language that you use? And these are all separate concerns and having a more or less expressive language. Mm-hmm. If you're a technical person working at the physical level, that seems like the only concern. And I've certainly heard people talk as though it is, when actually it's the relationship between the model and what it's a model of that makes it a conceptual model.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I don't know, is there a way of maybe this could be part of our tutorial type of stuff, is I've often tried to articulate the differences between the different dimensions of the model and how that applies to not just ontology, but conceptual models generally. That's sort of in our space of tutorial and explanation, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's a good perspective. The other thing I've seen is that more and more the data community has embraced UML, maybe under a little bit of pressure from, you know, enterprise architecture people too. So they've shifted more from ER or, you know, extended ER to UML. It's, you know, which from our perspective is probably better because you're going to, let's say a more expressive language that potentially, you know, is closer to ontologies. But
so, Leo, I want to add to this something in light
sure.
of what Mike said. I think it's not only about, it goes deeper than this. It's not only about the expressiveness of the language. It's about describing two different things in two different worlds and trying to make them come together. I'm operating in the GRC space at this moment. And when I talk to the technology folks, while they might not think about automation, they are still thinking in terms of data, which is one view on the business. And when I talk to the business folks, we're trying to describe what Mike is trying to do, actually, what things are. Mm-hmm. So in the business world, so as much as the expressiveness of the underlying technology is important, we're still modeling something different, disregard of automation. And I welcome this idea that Mike just brought up to hook into the OMGTC, ISO-TC day that's going to happen in Long Beach. I know that both Mike and I are speaking out there, and we will refer to the SIG. But as much as I would like to stay longer on this call to explore these opportunities, unfortunately, I have to drop off. But my thought is I want to leave you with the following. If we can position ourselves as semantic web applied ontology for both the business and the people who are trying to make operational models and clearly state that there should be a transformation from the first to the second, and accompany people in this process with our tutorials or with just meetings like the one we are having today to share experiences with people, even without slides and PowerPoints, from people who have been working in the domain for 10 and 15 years, I think the group here has something to give.
Yeah,
so
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, so I have to drop off, unfortunately. I'll follow the chat transcript carefully, and hope to talk to you in a month. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Ellie.
Yes, I think that's critical. You know, ontologies, you know, in some worlds, if you travel across the R&D, everybody assumes if you've written it in R, then you must be...
I think you know, our special interest group is really positioned well to kind of bridge those, right? We know that whatever you develop in now is not really necessarily a good ontology, but even the linked data folks are probably even a lower rung than that, right? They may say that in general you don't need ontology, so you get more like an untyped graph or something. But, you know, in the interest of time, I guess, you know, we have to think about these things and, you know, see what we want to focus on. I think that meeting that you're having is a good venue for broaching some of these topics and stirring the pot, you know, stirring the interest pot.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about that. And we've got one, maybe two more of these meetings before then. So possibly I could talk to Donald and John and talk to Ellie as well offline and come up with some ideas as to how we can best make this interaction happen at Long Beach and bring that to the next meeting.
Yeah, this we might consider this like a special event, right, that we're focused on. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
Good. If there's no more comments, what I'd like to do is just state, the next few steps for the applied ontology issue. I did get a response from Nicola specifically. I had sent it to Mark Musin and Nicola Guarino. And Nicola responded. He says, yes, you know, they're very interested in, people coming up with ideas for special issues like this. He underscored the fact that, you know, unlike other journals and organizations, we focus on content as opposed to, you know, algorithms, right? So a better way of doing ontology mapping specifically on reasoning methods or tableau methods or whatever. So the focus on content is what they would like to maintain, which I think is fine because I think that's what we want to do too. You do step into as we've seen with the Ontology Summit 2014, this past one. You get into issues with content, but you also get into issues, that the linked data and semantic web people maybe face more often, which is, heterogeneity, which again is content, but it's a trade-off sometimes between how you deal with that and optimization. So it's not to preclude that if we had a special issue that we couldn't address some aspects that are, you know, non-content, but you know, think of that as our focus, I guess.
Right. So would that mean looking at some particular area of content and then bringing together the different concerns of conceptual and operational and so on, ontologies, and looking at how the different approaches contribute to that, or what would work, do you think?
Well, yeah, so our idea for the special issue, which again, you know, it's just we're not necessarily wedded to, but it's our original idea, was essentially to have a special issue on the themes of this last ontology summit. I think that's still, you know, the reason we're interested in it. Also, I think it's because we did have a lot of content that was generated, and we have knowledge of people that we would want to tap to perhaps contribute, at least among others. You know, if we have an open call, others can submit, but we also know probably the people in the community that we would like to invite. So, if we're still focused on that, the thing to understand is that even within that theme, it's probably the content we want to focus on. Not to the exclusion of other non-content items, but just to make sure that the focus is primarily on content. And the only other thing is that I didn't really get any feedback as to a timeline or, you know, how much for scheduling purposes. I think, you know, would be required to, you know, structure the special issue, you know, from everything from invitations to call for chapters or call for papers to, you know, the review process, et cetera, and then who that would be and so forth and how long it would take. I think it varies quite a bit, which is probably the reason that Nicola didn't respond in detail. So, but in any case, I think what we need to do is to, you know, establish kind of a, you know, we have so many activities, but establish a couple people that would maybe focus on that if you want to. Not to say that you can't focus on other things too, but just to kind of be the standard bearers for that activity.
Yes, because I don't think we're going to cover much ground on these actual meetings in terms of putting that together. So we need somebody to champion that and take it forward. As you say, maybe a team of two or three people.
Or you know, also to, you know, since there are so many activities and there's so few of us and we're involved in so many other things, that we stage these things so that, you know, maybe we're not doing everything simultaneously.
Right. So, for instance, if we're putting some effort into the Long Beach thing, not that we much effort. Would we stage other, and the ontology summit and book idea and so on, that we maybe need to kind of balance the workload between those.
Yeah, and, you know, so on Thursday's meeting, I mean, we can think of that as also an opportunity for us to at least mention some of these things that we're thinking of, right? So the special issue, because you may entice some individuals to help participate in the activity. You know, it's not directly Ontology Summit, but, you know, a lot of these things interact and overlap, so.
Right. So we then recruit more people to get involved in carrying some of the work out.
You know, it's when there's five giant boulders and there's, you know, five people and they're all trying to push the giant boulders up the mountain, it's hard to accomplish.
And you can leave track of one boulder, it goes rolling back to the bottom. Good idea. Yeah. Good. So, kind of jumped up and down the agenda slightly. Deborah had to drop off. She was very interested in talking about the terminology side of things. I wasn't sure where to fit that in, so I put it under reaching out to other folks alongside linked data and so on. Sounds to me that the things we're talking about now are kind of implicitly reaching out to other groups anyway. Is there more we can think about in terms of reaching out to linked data folks, reaching out to people in the terminology and thesaurus kind of world and so on? Do we want to think about the workshop we proposed before? This would be another huge bit of work, so no. Proposing something like that at some other event rather than giving up because it wasn't accepted at the one that we tried it for? Or have we got too much on already?
There's a lot going on, so.
Yeah, I think rather than Ontology Summit, that's really our workshop, as it were, in terms of effort, isn't it? And that of the special edition, which is going to be very similar to running a workshop because you've got the coordination of all the contributors. It's a huge piece of work, isn't it? Yeah, let's focus on that. Okay. What else do we need to cover? Just going back to the minutes quickly. Tutorial, training, target audiences, media, white papers for business people. I've been thinking a lot about how to present, you know, the stuff that I struggle to explain to the semantic websites at the OMG and how to get them to see it. And it was great going to Boys last week and seeing the people who actually speak my language and realizing, you know, it's not all that difficult to explain or understand. So I'm certainly going to try and do something anyway, whether it's, you know, blog postings or whatever. But we talked about doing a white paper for business people, the book we talked about, publications, library. We didn't ever, I shoved that in the agenda months ago, and we've never talked about it, but there was a good library on the summit a couple of years ago, and I wondered whether we should think we can talk about that another week, maybe. Special edition, yes. 2015 summit, membership and recruitment, reaching out. Any thoughts on outreach then? How to get more traction in the big data community, the big data community, the technology folks, whoever else? We talked about the sort of conceptual modeling folks, and that was very productive. Any other thoughts on those?
Just that, you know, I think that whatever event or activity we're involved in, we should have in the back of our mind, you know, its potential for, you know, drumming up interest and bridging the gaps between these communities. So every activity or event is an outreach activity.
Yeah, so like your good point about bringing up these things at the Ontology Summit brainstorming, for example, and again with the Long Beach Business Day, that yes, I think outreach isn't an activity on its own. I mean, we're not going to put that in a newspaper or something, so I guess it's just part of everything we do, right?
Yeah. And it's a, you know, that may be an important venue simply because you and Ellie will both be there, so, you know, that's a good opportunity.
Yeah, and we can maybe feedback lessons learned and future ideas from that as to how to reach out to others like Link Data and so on based on the experience of Long Beach, which isn't that far away. At least not in time, not necessarily in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good, I like that. Excellent. Anything else you need to think about today, then? We're nearly talking about an hour and a half anyway. So
yeah.
I think we've got ourselves some really good actions and opportunities and ideas here. Should one of us reach out to the conceptual modelling gig and see if we can do anything more directly with them?
We'd have to consider who that would be. I mean, so you know, so it might be you know, Gazzardi, but also folks like Aretha Kendall and, you know, Corey.
Oh, they in that thing as well. I didn't realize that. Right.
Okay. I mean, we could just, you know, this is a. You know, we could drop them some email suggesting that they may find this of interest if, you know, for their purposes and their own activities. I mean, this is another chance for them to get their perspective to a slightly different group, and then you know, bridge between the groups. So
yeah, so you're saying Aretha Kendall and Corey Casanova are part of the SWAO conceptual modeling thing then?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Oh, good, because I tended to think of it, you know, I was at the Odyssey workshop in Rio, and that was my kind of mental picture of that group, is, you know, folks like Chris Partridge and Sergio De Cesare and so on. Who had very little overlap with what Elisa and Corey are doing, so that's interesting. Hmm. Well, we could definitely reach out to all of them.
Yeah, and there may be others. I mean, we've reached out in the past to Pascal Hitzler and Christoph Janowitz. They've had limited time, so I think they're interested, but they just can't participate.
Yeah.
And there may be other folks, that we see in the Ontolog Forum, Kingsley, and periodically other folks that I think we've also tried to reach out to for other purposes in the past, and it seems sometimes that the Ontolog Forum is maybe the only venue they want to participate in, because we haven't gotten much of a response. But again, we can share names and email, and then consider inviting them, whoever we come up with.
Yeah. Good. Okay. I'll have a little chat with Chris Partridge and Sergio de Cesare and maybe a couple of others who are involved in the Onto.com and Odyssey thing, because they were saying that the thing's a little bit quiet, and I was saying, we should consider whether there's stuff we can do together. So I should just follow up on that conversation, I think. And we'll certainly be talking to Elisa Kendall and Corey Cassinet at the R&D thing. So I talk to Elisa every day anyway. So.
Yeah, you probably interact pretty closely sometimes.
Very closely, yes. Okay, good. I think that covers everything you need to do. I'm afraid I was a little bit verbose in my dropping, so Ellie's got a lot of work to do.
Oh, that's fine. Is there any issue with the next meeting, like November 3rd, I guess, would be?
Right. Are there any weird holidays you need to worry about? Shouldn't be. Thanksgiving is the end of November, isn't it? I think it's the third Thursday or something. So first Monday in November is the 3rd of November. I don't see anything flagged up against it. Any Americans on holiday?
No.
Canadians, British, and Europeans. Good. So our next meeting will be on 3rd of November, and I'll hopefully have feedback, some progress on where we are with reaching out and making connections within that ONG business day at Long Beach, which will be very timely.
Yeah, and any response I get from the education and or executive council and Oliver or whoever the website developer is, I'll feed back to the SWAL list here. So.
Fantastic. Okay. Any other business? Great. Well, thanks, everyone. Great meeting. I feel we got a lot done. And we'll see you all on the 3rd of November.
Okay, or maybe Thursday, some of it.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm in the meeting on Thursday, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thanks a lot, Leah. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye, all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
And you're going up.